It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
What's going on, everyone? Taylor Kyles here for CLNS Media, coming at you with another episode of Pats Daily, brought to you by our good friends at Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of CLNS Media. The Patriots draft is officially in the books. They entered desperately needing some weapons, and Elliot Wolf and company actually got them with three shiny new skill players for third overall pick Drake May. The first of those weapons to be selected was Dalen Polk, wide receiver out of Washington, one of the really exciting pieces that the Patriots added this offseason. And to help give me an idea of what kind of player and person Dalen Polk is, I've got Delphonte Diamond, NFL receiver specialist. Very cool title you got there, my friend. Has experience working with Jalen Reagor. I know you're going to be working with KJ Osborne. And before we get started, I'd like to say congratulations. Over a dozen of your guys drafted. Absolutely fantastic. So how you doing, Coach? And thank you so much for your time.
Oh, appreciate you for having me, man. It's nothing but a blessing, man. Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be here.
So before we get started, I'm actually curious, how is it that you and Jalen actually got connected? And how long have you guys been working together?
Oh, we've been working about 2 or 3 years now. Off of social media, he informed me that he needs to get down here to Houston with me because, you know, the work speaks for itself. So we've been working for 2 or 3 years now.
And I'm curious what kind of person the Patriots are getting in Dalen Polk. Because one theme with this rookie class of theirs, a lot of high character guys. I feel like you can see it on the tape with Jalen, the way that he blocks, the toughness he brings, the consistency. Yes. And then we actually got to speak to him in an interview. Clearly, really down-to-earth guy. Clearly a hard worker and self-aware. Listed off all the things he thought he had to work on when I asked. And you love that self-awareness in a young guy. So what kind of person are the Patriots getting in him?
Oh, absolute leader. Passion brings the aggression to the game, man. Absolute game changer. Because it's the reason why the Patriots drafted him, and I'm pretty sure. Matter of fact, I know that a lethal weapon will be birthed out of New England, I'm telling you.
That work ethic is definitely there, man. And it was interesting because I was watching, you know, they had some highlight reels put together once he was picked up. And I saw that, I think it was in the Texas playoff game. You got a leader like Michael Penix Jr. Everybody talks about the character and what he brings in that respect. But when they had the pregame huddle, it was Jalen who was actually in the middle hyping guys up, which is really exciting to see, especially with the Patriots. You know, this is a younger receiving core. They got some veterans. Again, you already know KJ Osborne. He's definitely like that. But when you talk about guys that are going to develop with this young offense, it's really exciting to see the kind of leadership that he brings. So when you guys first started working together, can you kind of walk us through his skill set, what he brought to the table initially before you really got to get your hands on him?
Well, with him, Dalen Polk was already twitching. He was already explosive, man. Like I always say, he got hands like glue. Everything within his radius, he will catch. So from the perspective of becoming the complete lethal weapon and the complete receiver, a lot of things I had to get worked on with him was, you know, releases, allowing his body control to be up to par, his breaks, his catches and stuff like that. But I guarantee you now it's going to be a show down in New England. I'm telling you.
I'm excited. I know fans are really excited about that too. And I actually looked it up because when I was watching the tape, I'm like, doesn't look like this guy's dropping a whole lot of passes. And with Drake May, you know, it's bombs away with that dude. Dalen Polk did not drop a single catchable deep pass last season, caught every single one. And with the work in his stem, it's so impressive because you don't know where he's going. You don't know when he's going to break. Like any young player, he's still a work in progress, but it's exciting to know that he's going to walk onto the field and already be a guy who can contribute. So since you've worked with him, how would you say he's developed and really taken his game to a next level?
He's developed in every aspect of the game, man, on and off the field. I'm talking about recovery rise, watching film. I'm talking about every perspective of routes, releases, top of the break, mid-route. He has he's developed, matured in every perspective of it. So I'm real proud of him, real proud of him.
And with especially young players, is there a certain kind of trait or something like that that really stands out that allows them to have that kind of growth? Because it sounds like this is a dude who's really coachable.
Oh, yeah, he's very coachable. He knows exactly what he needs to do, and if he don't know, he will listen. That's one thing about him, and that's a part of being a leader, because most of the time, sometimes a leader have to shut up and listen. And for him being that, he knows exactly what's need to be done to become the best version of himself. So it's going to be a showdown there in New England.
Speaking of becoming the best version of himself, again, young player, everybody's got stuff to work on. What things, from your perspective, does he still need to improve so that he can reach that ceiling and be the best version of himself that he can be?
I'd say if I had a few pointers, I'd probably say his patience. Sometimes a lot of receivers that are real fast tends to rush everything. And how I teach these boys that when you line up in the game, you have to understand the perspective of a DB is not moving until you move. So basically, four words, you are in control. So once he learned how to begin to run a route, and understanding how to light switch his speed, he will forever become dangerous. And he has perfected that to the max.
One thing that I noticed while watching him also was his versatility. He's making plays from the slot, X, Z. Do you think in the NFL he's primarily a Z with flexibility, or do you think I'm underselling it a little bit? He could really play anywhere.
Oh, to be honest with you, like I told you before, I developed weapons. So he playing X, H, Y, Z, F, punt return, kick return, the whole nine yards. He's a weapon.
Hopefully we see him maybe on some special teams. I think the Patriots could use some returns. That would be pretty cool. Now, Jalen Polk, we got him in the books, but another guy the Patriots need to have on the radar, Keon Coleman. I was a big fan of his in the pre-draft process. I feel like he's one of the more misunderstood guys in this draft class where, you know, one dominant at the catch point, but he's not just a big guy. He's also, I noticed he's always threatening vertically in his stem. Like, he makes defenders feel his presence in that way. But there was reports that the Patriots are maybe targeting him. Turns out he goes to the Buffalo Bills. So Patriots fans are going to see him at least twice a year. Let those fans know what they can expect when they go up against him for the foreseeable future.
Oh, that's a danger. That's a complete danger right there. That's a complete weapon. If y'all don't know, that's CeeDee Lamb's little cousin. So we have to understand that it's in the DNA. So I'm talking about a freak of nature, vertical, 40-inch vertical. That 40 time at the NFL combine don't mean nothing. You know, game time speed and organized speed is two different speeds. And he's going to be a problem when New England plays the Bills, it's going to be a problem.
Christian Gonzalez is going to be practicing against some good receivers playing against some good receivers. Coach, thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate it. Please let the people know where they can find you. If they want to find you on social media, maybe some young guys who want to get some training, the floor is yours.
Of course, all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snap, all that is Delfonte Diamond. Y'all can find me all over social media, man. Everybody knows where the real work is. So if y'all really want to tap in, let's go to work.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach, so much for joining. And thank you all, as always, for watching. Now, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. We will see you next time.
Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.